This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's a big personal finance story that could get lost in the hullabaloo over Russia, Trump, Comey. Starting tomorrow, a new rule goes into effect that raises the standards for investment advisors. The Labor Department under President Trump delayed this once already as it reviewed the rule, but opted to let it go forward for now. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has more on who a retirement advisor really works for.
The Department of Labor's fiduciary rule really just says investment managers have to put the best interests of their clients first.
There is a whole segment of the retirement investment industry, though, who currently only have to adhere to a much dramatically lower standard.
Scott Puritz is with Rebalance IRA. What does that mean in the real world? It means investment managers can sell you on an investment from which they get a commission, even if it's not the best deal for you. For example,
they can recommend actively managed mutual funds, which have higher fee structures.
Even when there are low-cost alternatives, higher fees, he says, add up.
Approximately $17 billion of excessive fees per year.
So the fiduciary rule basically says, no, investment advisors, if you're managing people's retirement accounts, you have to put their interests first.
Well, nothing's wrong with that concept.
Ken Benson is CEO of the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association.
We think that the Department of Labor's rule has a number of unintended consequences.
It makes it possible, for example, to file a class action lawsuit against firms that sell commission-based products. So some investment advisors have tried to limit their legal liability by just not offering certain services.
We're seeing that firms are now in the process of, you know, shedding low-balanced accounts, shifting brokerage commission accounts, which are much more cost-efficient, into managed accounts, which are less cost-efficient.
The Obama administration spent 5 years putting the fiduciary rule into place. After his election, President Trump called on the Department of Labor to review the rule, and Secretary of Labor Alex Acosta said he couldn't find a principled legal basis to block it. That doesn't necessarily mean the rule is home free, though.
He also said that the agency will continue its review of the costs and benefits of the effect of this rule until the January 1st final implementation date.
Dana Muir is professor of business at the University of Michigan's Ross School.
The department has the ability to rescind a regulation that it has implemented.
On the other hand, Muir says consumers like this rule, so if the administration were to do away with it, it might have some explaining to do. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.